This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 184 for Monday, December 13th. ICE Canada futures are mostly higher on Monday amid declines in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. The January Canada contract gains $4.20 at $1,980 per ton. The March contract rises $4.10 at $984 per ton, while the May contract is up $4 at $947.40. A trader says the drop in the Canadian dollar is supporting canola. The loonie is at 78.16 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 78.65. The trader also says the spec funds are pushing up canola, but for how much longer is the question. He says it could go higher through the holidays and into the new year. But when the specs go to take profits, their massive long positions could see canola values tumble. Additional support for canola today is coming from moderate increases in Malaysian palm oil, as well as tight canola supplies. However, small losses in global crude oil prices are weakening edible oil values. The United States Department of Agriculture reports weekly export inspections of soybeans are 1.72 million tons for the week ending December 9th. That's down 26.1% from the previous week. Corn export inspections bump up 4.6% from a week ago at more than 810,000 tons, while those for wheat are relatively stable at 245,000 tons. Rain is in the 6 to 10 day forecast for southern Brazil and northern Argentina. That said, Argentina pegs its corn crop at 57 million tons, well higher than the USDA's projection of 54.4 million. ICAR says Russia's 2021 wheat crop is upwards to 76.7 million tons, 1.5% higher than their previous estimate. Also, Russia bumps up its wheat export tax to $91 per ton. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The January contract falls 24 cents at $12.44 per bushel. January soy oil loses about a third of a cent at 53.35 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal is down $4.70 at $3.62.10 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Monday. The March contract gives up a nickel at $5.85 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, as the March contract steps back 7 cents at $7.06. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March up 3.5 cents at $7.89. Kansas City March rises 7 cents at $8.12.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down a nickel at $10.16.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, December 13th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.